Malik Nabers might be the most talented receiver in this entire range, and he's coming off a torn ACL with his week one status in genuine doubt. That's the whole episode, an elite ceiling and a knee that might not be ready, the Muff 2026 preview. Start with what he is when healthy, because it's special. As a rookie in 2024, 109 catches, 1,200 yards, WR6, one of the best rookie receiver seasons in years. Then 2025 ended after four games. But look at the usage in those four, a 27% target share and a 44% air yard share, alpha of alphas territory. The signature was week two at Dallas, 9 catches, 167 yards, 2 touchdowns, a 48-yard walk-off score, 38 fantasy points. When he's on the field, he's a true number one. The arc is 2 data points, an elite rookie year, and an injury wipe second year. The talent isn't the question, the knee is. What the data says and where the caution lives, the volume profile, 27% target share, is exactly the sticky elite usage that carries over, and he's young, which historically helps recovery. But our injury pattern is blunt. Receivers coming off a lost season carry real risk, and the reason matters. A torn ACL plus meniscus with multiple surgeries is the heavy end of that.
Muffed!
The situation is the entire bet. Per the reports, Nabers tore the ACL and meniscus in week four, had multiple procedures including an off-season scar tissue cleanup, and the Giants have grown less optimistic about week one. Some expect a PUP stint or a midseason debut. A healthy Nabers is a top 10 receiver at a WR14 price. A Nabers who misses the first month or plays at 80% is a different asset entirely. The price, pick 34, the 14th receiver, verdict, watch list. The ceiling screams buy, the knee screams wait, and the honest move is to demand the discount the injury warrants rather than pay for the healthy version. The counter for him, young alphas off ACLs have returned to form before and the talent is genuinely rare. Against, if the knee's right, is carrying everything and the reports are trending cautious. September watch, his practice and game availability first, everything else is downstream. Then the explosiveness when he returns, the last thing to come back from a knee, your guys, every week, next preview's cued.